You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
You know, if you're going to stay on track, you have to have goals. A lot of people, they tend to shoot. If you aim at nothing, you're going to hit nothing. And I believe this is that what Brandon has instilled in me as my coach, as my mentor, is that set a goal, even if it's a small goal, and then reach that and then go to the next goal. Keep building on them goals. And so if you don't have a goal, you're not going to hit it. So welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
I'm Brandon Glore.
And Brandon, goals is a big thing.
It's a very big thing. One, people don't give it enough attention. Two, people give it too much attention. We need to find that happy medium. So hopefully we can break this down for our listeners today to give them an idea of, you know, whatever they want to accomplish in their life. They can map it out a little bit.
Sure. So this is what we're going to do. And Brandon is going to map this out because when Brandon gives me a goal, he's awesome at making sure and setting goals and making sure you hit them. And he gives me a way that I have to, like, if you set accountability runs with that. I think, you know, accountability and goals are siblings. Mm-hmm. I think they're related.
Absolutely.
So that accountability and then having the goals. But, you know, on top of that, Brandon, we've been getting some great reviews, you know, with the show. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the top 100 podcasts in iHeartRadio, which I'm extremely excited. You know, Apple, I mean, we're getting reviews almost 3 or 4 a week, which is great. We'd like to have it every day. Here's another 5-star review, Brandon, that we got with the Obesity Revolution.
Another 5-star review from Baby Girl Lag. This tour podcast and group of individuals are unlike any other. They are the voice for so many who have struggled with weight and health issues a majority of their life. This program is proof that you can overcome obesity with solid determination, support, and encouragement. That you can find belief in yourself. It was time for this group and this movement to exist. My sincere hope is that it will encourage others to come forward, to reach out for help, and to take that chance. I am blessed to have this group in my life and to be a part of their journey.
Well, that was a great review. Thank you so much for all the love and the support. And go to theobesityrevolution.com and listen to the podcast. Download it on your favorite streaming place that you go to, whether it's Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, you know, Stitcher. But let's get into this, Brandon. Goals.
Yes.
I want you to brain dump on us what we can do to be better in our goals and establishing goals.
Yes. So remember, you guys, if you don't have a target, you'll hit it every time, right?
That's right.
So we want to get something to zone in on. But a lot of us, I feel, make the mistake of, one, giving ourselves way too big of a goal or giving ourselves way too much time to try to reach that goal because then it's not as urgent. A lot of us are going to focus and work a lot better under pressure. That's why procrastination actually works fairly well if we're going to sit there and put something off and then it's crunch time and we still get it done.
That's good.
Typically, you know,
right,
we want to find that, again, happy medium. We want something where we've got some pressure. It's attainable. It's realistic. So first off, you know, everybody, especially, you know, new year, everybody's going to start setting goals. They set goals for an entire year. Well, sometimes that's a little overwhelming. That's a big mountain.
Yes.
Now, granted, we're going to conquer mountains, but we've got to take them out a chunk and a shovel at a time. And we need to zone in on the shovel, not the mountain, if that makes sense.
So not the mountain, focus on the shovel.
Correct. We need to be aware that the mountain is there. So, you know, to break it down, let's say, just to keep it, you can do this with anything, money, daily tasks,
yes,
weight,
weight loss,
whatever you want to do. We're obviously going to break it down in weight today, just to kind of keep it simple, to keep the math simple so you all can have an idea. Let's say you want to lose 100 pounds in a year. Boom. There's your mountain, okay? That's your goal. When it comes to a goal, some of you may be familiar with it, but there's what terminology, a SMART goal. Mm-hmm. They break it down into a couple things so you can sit there and see how you're going to calibrate it. So for instance, a SMART goal, it breaks down S. S stands for specific. We need to be specific.
Good.
There's our 100 pounds. It needs to be measurable. There's our unit of measurement. It's pounds.
That's
so
good.
So we've got 100 in there. It needs to be achievable, guys. You know, so if 100 pounds.
So me to say I want to lose 600 pounds in 3 months.
Correct. It's insane.
You know, it's insane. It's not achievable.
And it's got to fit into your everyday life. Great. Right. We got to change your everyday life.
Right.
But it
right.
can't just be all of a sudden, I've never worked out a day in my life. Now I'm working out 4 times a day. No.
It's not going to happen.
Not going to work like
right.
that. So with
you're
that,
setting yourself up for failure pretty much.
Correct. Okay. Correct. So when you do that, you got to find that it's achievable. You got to set yourself up for success. But then when it comes into the R with the SMART, it's got to be relevant. Again, it's got to work into your day to day. It's got to be something that you can stick with. And then we got to give ourselves a time frame. Okay.
That's good.
I break this up into pieces as well. So we have our 1 year goal here at 100 pounds. We're meeting all the SMART requirements that would come through. It's specific, it's measurable, that whole deal. I want to break it even smaller. So we're going to dive it down, and I really like working in 3 month
intervals,
increments here.
Yes. Okay.
You know, so let's take that 100 pounds and now we've got it broken down into 25 pounds. Little bit more to take in, 25 pounds. Okay, maybe you've lost 25 pounds before, this isn't that big a deal. Well, then we take that and we break it down even more. So once we have that 25 pounds that we're going to be breaking into, we break it down into weeks and then we break it down into days. Okay.
Yes.
So when it comes down to it, we're not going to run through all the numbers here, but we look at it. If you're going to break it down into roughly 365 days, we need to lose 0.3 pounds a day. Okay.
So if you're trying to lose
100 pounds
in a year,
roughly point,
right.
It's like 0.2 and some change.
Yes.
So that's going to come out to your week. Your week, we're looking roughly at 2 pounds a week.
Week
is what we're shooting
yes.
for. Okay.
Yes.
Does that seem manageable?
Yes.
Does that seem more manageable than losing 100
yes.
pounds?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So we zone in on that too. Each week, whether you lost 10 pounds the week before or you gained 5 pounds the week before,
right.
whichever you did, we're going to zone in on that
That's
2 pounds.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we've decreased it down to it's a manageable size. From there, now we start focusing in on our day-to-day task. Now, when it comes to these goals, guys, true goals are set by tasks and action. Okay. That's the only way you're going to achieve anything. You've got to know the work you need to do, and you need to take action towards it. So something as simple as losing 0.3 pounds a day, what can you take action that day to accomplish that goal?
Right.
So now, yes, our goal's in the number, but really we need to transition. Our goal needs to be into the task. Because if the tasks
That's
are completed,
good.
The goal will be reached.
Yes, yes.
So if you're looking to lose that weight one day, what's something we can take into consideration? Sean, what's something you're going to do during that one day to try to lose that 0.3 pounds?
I'm going to make sure my carbs are on point.
Okay. So if we're staying, and Sean, we got you set up at right
at
now,
31 grams
of carbs
yes.
or less.
Yes.
So Sean's task, and we want to keep our tasks fairly small. We don't need 100 tasks in a day.
No.
We need 3 to 5, and it depends on the personality, depends on what you can handle, your workload is, that whole deal. So Sean's first task is to be at 31 grams of carbohydrates
yes.
or less. If Sean hits this, that's a win. That's a goal.
It is.
Complete that task. You conquer that goal.
You feel okay? great about yourself.
Let's throw in. We need to work out.
Yes.
A 30-minute workout.
30-minute workout.
Right.
Is
what
we're
going to shoot for. If we get that 30-minute workout in, there's a second task that you're completing. You're completing a goal because your goal should be to work out that day. You complete it, there's another win. We got 2 victories in the bag now on that one day. We've had our carbs in check, our workouts in check. Now, what's one more thing we could throw in?
Just movement.
That'll go with the workout.
Okay.
In. But what I'm thinking about and what I would like to zone in on is what I like to do. Make sure I'm prepared for the next
for the
day.
Next. That's good.
Okay, that's a simple
good,
task.
That's a very
I can
good
make
thing.
Sure that you know I've got my food set out. I have an idea what I'm going to eat, or if I'm out, where
yes.
I'm going to go, what I'm going to eat. So those are 3 things that can factor in to your goal. So if I keep my carbs in check,
yes,
like Sean is, I work out 30 minutes a day, and then I make sure I'm prepared to work out,
next day,
and my carbs are set for the next day. I'm already ahead of the game.
You are, yes.
I've completed three tasks.
Yes.
And now that I've completed those three tasks, those will set me up for that following day. So if I keep with something as simple as that each day, is that not manageable? 31 grams of carbs, 30-minute workout. Make sure you're ready for
manageable.
The next day.
Very, 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 very.
Ideally, if we stick with that, 2 pounds in that week should be no problem, right?
Yeah.
We're moving, we're eating like we should. Now, once we get through that week, maybe we've only lost half a pound, okay? We need to analyze our task. One, of those 7 days, did we stick with those tasks?
Correct.
If we miss two or three, then our goal is to be more consistent that following week. Say you hit everything. You know how weight loss is. You hit everything on the head. 30 minutes workout, 30 grams or less, and we're prepared, and you only lost half a pound, and our goal is 2.5 pounds. What do we need to add? What do we need to take away now? So maybe let's analyze our sleep.
Yes.
Sean, finally getting some solid sleep, feeling good, right?
Yes, feeling incredible.
So maybe that's something. Maybe you're hitting that 30 grams or less. You're hitting that 30 minutes of workout. You're preparing for the next day. You only got 4 hours of sleep on average that whole past week. Well, then this is another task we need to add. So now that we've got three under our belt, it's becoming a routine. It's becoming a habit. We can add something else in instead of overloading ourselves.
That's good.
So now for this next week, we incorporate the sleep. So then we're on top of our task. We add the additional sleep. That next week, you drop 3 pounds. Boom. Stick with that. Keep sticking with that until we run into a curveball, and then we add or take something away. So I know we're kind of flying through this, guys, but as you're doing this, set something up, and we got to break it down into small pieces. We take those pieces, and then we apply action to those small pieces, and before you know it, you'll be where you're at. Because remember, we've had this conversation
before. Yes, we have. Sean
came in one day and got weighed, and in one week, he lost 2 pounds. And he was upset about it. I was like, oh my God, 2 pounds. Are you kidding me? It's like, Sean, would you be upset 1 year from now if you were down 104 pounds? He goes, oh my gosh, no, I'd be ecstatic. That's 2 pounds a week. So we put too much energy, too much time in that big mountain when we need to focus in on that shovel.
That was that year that I lost that 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's was incredible because I was like, wait a minute, I wasn't getting this. And then all of a sudden, because of what you're laying down now, which is extremely rich. I mean, this is gold right now that you're laying down. So you said this and you gave me that and I did. It was awesome. Like we're doing now. Whenever you give me them goals, I do what you say, because why put myself under subjection if I'm not going to listen to you? And you did that, and that gave me success that year is what I'm saying. And even now, I measured in success.
Exactly. We have to have a map, guys. If you don't have a map, you can't, one, see where you came from, or you can't see where you're going. You're in no man's land, which is a very dangerous spot.
Yes.
So once we're there, we can sit there and we can calculate what we need to do. So you've had a week. You didn't see the numbers you want to see. Okay, well, how close was I to hitting all the task I should hit? If you were terrible with it, you know why, and you know what you need to do. If you didn't have a plan set out, you could go through that whole week and be like, well, what caused me to only lose 3 pounds, or what caused me to gain 2? I don't really know.
Well, can I interject too real quick? You said about no man's land, right?
Yes.
Well, a month or so ago, I found myself in no man's land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to reach out for help either when you're, and you said it was a very dangerous spot.
Yes.
And then you don't get there until you said, Sean, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To where that I didn't like that feeling. And I'm like, how did I get? And it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what I was setting out to do.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to get to my goal because I did not. And I was in that wilderness of indecision, of doubt, you know, of unbelief and all that stuff. So I just wanted to interject because I know being there, and then now you had to find me, and then you put out a GPS on me and got me back.
And going into that, sometimes that's that accountability that's a factor, which can be overwhelming.
It was. I was fearful of it.
And I seen as working with Sean, I was asking him how that nutrition was going. He was like, well, I don't really know. Kind of dancing around it, right?
I was dancing around,
Because it's difficult to put that out on the table.
Yes.
But again, to compliment Sean here.
And I'm pretty good with accountability too, but absolutely. I was in that wilderness, like you said.
Absolutely. And again, different stages happen in life, guys. That's why you need a team. You need a support group. You need people on your side, because other people are going to have things that you need, and you can't do it all yourself. You can't. Nobody can do it all on themselves. But you've got to be true, and you've got to be honest with yourself internally first.
And that's what you said to me.
And it's okay to know that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, as long as you've got that check in yourself and you know you're gonna still fight to make the change. And that's what, again, going back to Sean here, Sean for about what, 6-8 weeks.
Yeah.
Give or take.
From Christmas till that checkpoint, yes.
Food wasn't awful, but it was not
what I should be doing.
It was not good.
Right.
And I'd keep asking Sean, how's food going? Oh, it's okay. It's all right. And I kind of let it go until one day I was just kind of like, we just sat down and went over it.
No, you said, let me have your phone on my Fitness Pal.
Sean was true and honest to himself. A lot of times, if you're not eating the way you should be, you're not going to track it. Sean tracked every single calorie. That gave me, and that's why I wasn't that upset with Sean. Yeah, I wasn't happy that he wasn't eating like I thought we were. But being that he pulled up his app and I could sit there and see everything, I had an answer to what was going on and I could work off that. So the honesty that eventually came down and eventually was put on the table allowed us to recalibrate it and refix it. And due to Sean's, you know, not phenomenal eating the past 2 weeks, some weight jumped up, because with Sean's lymphedema and all the other list of things we have going on, he's going to put on weight and gain weight a lot quicker than people don't understand. But he jumped up quite a bit. We recalibrated, came in 2 weeks later, and we had a nice
drop that
shows we're back on track. Sean was attacking the tasks and completing them, which was very simple. Because right now, because of Sean's injuries and stuff, he's not actually even moving too much, because we're getting some stuff fixed. So all he did was stay his carbohydrates a certain amount that we had set at that time, and we've seen that drop come.
Yep, 14 pounds in 2 weeks.
Yep. So we got that water retention back off, some of that burning that fat again, and then we're going to go from there. So we haven't weighed today. We're going to weigh today, see how it is since we've made a change, and we're either going to stick with it, we're going to get a little more accountable, or we're going to add something to it.
Good.
And that's how we've got to take it, one chunk at a time, guys. We underestimate what can be done in a day, and we overestimate what can be done in a year.
Good.
So a lot of times when we set the goal in January, we're going to take on the world, man.
That's right.
We're going to save $20,000 that year. We're going to lose 150 pounds. We're going to do all these things. Let's zone in on something. Let's get it under a magnifying glass. Let's break it down into pieces, and let's take one piece at a time.
Small tweaks
lead to great peaks.
That's where, Brandon, this was so good and rich. I mean, everybody, you need to listen to this. You need to listen to us over and over and over and over again. And Brandon, that's value there, man. I mean, that's a smart thing. I mean, listen to that, you know, write that down, that an acronym, which I love an acronym because it helps me to remember things. Mm-hmm. And so this is pretty awesome. And thanks, Brandon, for believing in me and the community at large. I mean, seriously, in the obesity revolution and being the lead trainer, the best that this is God given. So
we're trying.
We are trying. I mean, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Find something, one thing, like the 31 grams of carbs. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I sent it to Brent, and I feel wonderful because I feel accomplished.
You completed it.
And I feel good inside. I mean, on top of that. So great episode, man, honestly.
Good.
You know, go to theobesityrevolution.com for more help and join our Tour VIP program and also Prescription Fitness. So how can people get a hold of you if they're in the St. Louis area? Give us.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can reach out to me at email at brandon@prxfittraining.com. Or you can give me a call, or even a text message works with the studio phone as well at 314-287-8138, and that comes straight to me.
And he's looking for more clients, and you want to get serious about this, be smart.
Guys,
about hitting goals.
We've had so much so much success with the yes. individuals who have taken the step
yes.
To come into the door and join our group training. It's a little overwhelming. I'm sure a lot of people have incredibly high anxiety every time I meet them
they
for
do.
The first time.
They do.
But we slowly work through that. I'll never put somebody into something that they're not comfortable with. I've never gotten somebody to come in and join the group who has not come back. And when you stay with this group,
feels like a home.
We've got people down 50, 100, 150, going 200, 200 pounds, guys, off type 2 diabetes medication, off high blood pressure medication, on hundreds of dollars, $600-$700 worth of medication.
Their
who
insurance.
Who are now
free.
At zero.
Free.
Zero.
They're free. And it's about getting healthy.
It's about getting healthy.
You get
first.
Healthy, you lose weight.
You lose weight as a byproduct.
Well, if you're saving money, that can go towards that $20,000 you were talking
That's
about.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
That's right. So, on behalf of us at the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
We love you. And it's all about them goals and smart goals. Be smart.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.